Greetings, I'm Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence. A month to go until the end of this unexpected year. Who would have thought a year ago that we would have tumbled into 2020 as we did? Throughout this year, Design Intelligence has been steadily and consistently calling on the design and construction professions to move past reimagining services to wholly reinventing the purpose, leadership, market pursuits, and offered services of the professions. What 2020 isn't is just another cyclical, recessionary downturn that will quickly rebound to a mostly old status quo normal. What 2020 isn't is another typical year of leadership transition through the normal course of career endings and elevations. What 2020 isn't is just another political year of typical yada yada marked by marginal musical chair changes. And what 2020 isn't is another year of momentary social expression of dissatisfaction. Many of the fundamental functions and dysfunctions that have operated across our culture have altered and mostly are undergoing essential change. What was tolerated entering 2020 is overtly not tolerated today. Much of what was acceptable behavior entering 2020 is no longer acceptable today. Rationalizations to justify multiple dimensions of social inequity, injustice, and outright marginalization is rapidly moving towards prosecutable criminality. The built environment industry has a direct responsibility to step up, influence, voice, and lead many of the transformative changes. Our collective perspective is that of vision and foresight. We envision outcomes, design to that vision, support design fulfillment, and maintain design performance. This is ultimately what society is asking of us on a much broader basis and more inclusive field of play. Our design perspective has within its purview the capability and capacity to envision and contemplate social equity, broader economic benefit, integrated participation in community, environmental implication and ramification analysis, as well as pervasive technology optimization towards augmented intelligence and broader societal advantage. The built environment industry has the open opportunity to lead rather than follow less informed but more assertive participants. I wonder if any of what I'm saying resonates with you. I wonder how these words, these nudges, will be translated into collective action, firm by firm. At Design Intelligence, we hold that effective, validated action begins with unbiased opportunity awareness, undergirded by an actionable ethos. That is to say, when we enter this responsibility not as a burden to bear or a risk to be avoided, but as an open opportunity to lead through applied design thinking and application, supported by an open-eyed standard of doing what is right and good and true, then there's no limit to what can be accomplished. Lately, we've been auditing beyond-the-surface reporting the output of design firms regarding the genuine nature of applied environmental responsibility in design. Sadly, what we're seeing isn't, by and large, a deep conviction, but rather a surface checkbox compliance. You see, when operating from the earlier noted ethos coupled with broad opportunity possibilities, then every design, without exception, would pass through an environmental responsibility assessment, be scored, and changed to ensure full integrity in the result. Frankly, the same applied integrity would be done regarding the design alignment against a firm standard for social responsibility. As a leader in the industry, it's your opportunity to escalate your firm's functional ethos to truly effective and pervasive application as we prepare to enter 2021. You have only to decide and then act. The choice is straightforward. The implications are significant. The outcomes will change the world. What kind of leader are you? Until next time, I'm Dave Gilmore, And this is Design Intelligence.